prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Those of you who have had dreams, the dreams have been interrupted by the beginning of another day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program ready to help put the day together for you by analyzing a lot of things that have been discussed on news talk radio programs, on television and radio. What are people talking about? What are people saying about some of the important things? I say important. That's really a relative term, is it not? What's relatively important to you may not be relatively important to me. However, we have to go by something. So Ken Kessler, who's here with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, analyzes a lot of these audio pieces that he hears in order to come up with some consensus as to what's going on. And thus the conversation begins about the NSA president, as we talked about yesterday, and many people sort of inveigle themselves into the idea of a different sort of NSA after the president's Friday speech. Congress has really been left to handle the question of all this data and how it will be stored. Choices seem to be either to require private telecommunications companies to keep the data for 5 years, or maybe set up a third party to manage the data. And no timeline yet. And this is, again, pretty vague. There are no bits and pieces of this that seem final. Kenny, what are you getting from people who are responding to this? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, over the weekend and through yesterday and this morning. Is there a brave new world, somebody with a new idea, other than these sort of simplistic ideas?
No, not really. A lot of it is just the same kind of political stuff about that. On the one hand, you have people saying that the NSA should just be shut down and dismantled, and on the other hand, you should say we should just mind our business and let them do what they've been doing. There doesn't seem to be anybody in the middle. But most of the consensus is whatever the president had to say on Friday, that it's not going to make any difference.
No, I don't sense that it does at all. So one wonders why we're having this conversation in a manner of speaking, right? I mean, think about it. Why are we having this conversation? What is going to be different? Nothing. In reality, he's not standing up to these people, and neither is Congress. Several members of Congress beginning to question whether Russia was involved. There are a number of lawmakers who believe now that Mr. Snowden didn't steal the NSA information on his own. The Russians were working at this. The manner in which Snowden retrieved the information, the convenience that he wound up in Russia, the timing involved in his recent disclosures all seem to be too sophisticated for Snowden to have accomplished on his own. So, the latest, went right out of my mind. The first one Alec Baldwin played. What's the name of the CIA?
Jack Ryan.
Matt Ryan, exactly. So this is a made-for-Ryan story. The bad guys in the Jack Ryan movie now, or so now, are Russians. So let's go back to this week on ABC, where Tavis Smiley expressed a completely different opinion of Edward Snowden. This is a quickie.
Edward Snowden, we were joking earlier, Edward Snowden might be on a postage stamp somewhere down the road. Edward Snowden is going to be acknowledged one day. He's going to be appreciated. How history is going to regard what Mr. Obama has done in this moment is an open question.
Uh-huh. So Snowden's a hero. Obama's nothing. That's basically how you can translate that, right? Does that surprise you, hearing Tavis Smiley, who's one of my proteges, actually, way back when, getting started as a radio talk person? What do you make of that, Kenny?
I don't know. I certainly don't agree with that Snowden is a hero. I can see the value of the information that he's made public, although it's kind of our responsibility to stay on top of that, and this was revealed years ago what the NSA was doing, but I find it hard to see him as a hero who's going to be on a postage stamp.
Lick him.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe the post office will exist in years down the road the way they're running things. Yeah. That may be more to the point. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug, or Ken at DougStephan.com. And also Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show with comments. All right, let's see if we can work our way through a radio program hosted by Greg Garrison, who talked to political analyst Rick Noyes about shifting opinions back and forth on Edward Snowden.
This guy that is so roundly viewed as a traitor, who ought to be lined up and shot, according to some folks, is going to end up, according to Mr. Smiley, as a postage stamp person one of these days. What do you make of that one?
This is what's been so interesting about this story for the last, six, seven, 8 months since Snowden started leaking these things through the left-wing British paper, The Guardian. You know, there's a certain group out there that really, you know, they're appalled and aghast at the NSA gathering essentially the phone records, not the contents of the phone call, but, you know, the phone numbers and who they call, so they can actually use that as a database to search out when they get a hot number, a terrorist phone number. They can say, well, who did this person talk to, you know, and what's going on there. You know, that this is somehow the worst invasion of privacy that's ever been done, but they have no particular problem and never speak out against the IRS, which for 100 years has wanted to know, you know, every penny you make, where you make it. You know, you've got to report all your deductions, and now Obamacare, where, you know, do you have health insurance? What company is it with? And they want to get into all the personal decisions that we make in our regular lives, and you have to report all that, or else you are guilty of a crime. You know, somehow none of that is an invasion of privacy worth dealing with, but, you know, Edward Snowden, for being a whistleblower on the NSA and helping, as was pointed out on a different Sunday show, Meet the Press, where Mike Rogers and Dianne Feinstein, Republican and Democrat, were both calling Snowden essentially a traitor, talk about how he, you know, may have had help from Russia. He certainly was not going in there like a whistleblower and found things, and then, you know, his eyes were open. No, he was actually plotting, you know, took the whole job in the first place to go get that information and release it to the public. It has helped Al-Qaeda. It has helped our enemies around the world change their tactics, help them avoid being monitored by the United States. And none of this is helping us. I mean, people don't do this to the really bad countries out there. No one is out there going to spill Vladimir Putin's secrets out there into some newspaper someplace. No one's going to do this for the Chinese government. No one's going to do this certainly for North Korea. You know, but it's done for the United States, and people like Tavis and I want to put them on a postage stamp for hindering our cause. And yet there are much more worse invasions of privacy all throughout the government.
So, did Smiley have help, and were Smiley? How about Snowden?
The Russians are helping Tavis Smiley.
Right, they're helping Tavis Smiley. Did Edward Snowden have help from the Ruskies? 888-302-3684, 15 past the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800 877-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body, 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Ken Moore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Ken Moore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Ken Moore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
The NSA and Mr. Snowden, the focus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's listen to Tommy Tucker on his radio program talking to Robert Ellis Smith from the Privacy Journal. They discussed the president's speech on Friday and changes overall in the NSA.
I thought it was a pretty good speech. I thought it was entertaining, but at the end of it, I was thinking, all right, so what exactly is going to change here? What are we doing? And I wasn't able to come up with anything. What was your, takeaway from the president's speech?
Yeah, I agree that there was plenty of rhetoric, but in essence, the president kicked the problem, the can down the road and, said there were going to be more studies up ahead. I think Barack Obama is severely conflicted on this issue. He recognizes the constitutional framework. He taught constitutional law. On the other hand, I don't think he wants to buck the huge intelligence establishment, in his government, 10,000 strong. You know, I guess sees the value of this overkill of information collection.
You know, what I got from the speech after listening to it and reading it was that this is a guy, as you said, that's conflicted. And the way I think happened here is I think he's got a set of ideals that he believes, but then he was confronted with the realities of being president. And I think he hinted at that when he said he gets the security briefings every day so he knows of the threats. I guess ultimately the question comes down to Americans and privacy and protection from their own government as opposed to terrorist threats. So going back, Robert, to the things that Edward Snowden has said, are Americans just being trampled all over by their own government?
Well, I don't know whether I'd use that word, but even though Americans may be split on what to do about all this, I think there is a clear consensus that NSA overstepped its boundaries and that there was an overkill of information collection here. And I wish the president had simply said, we're going to cut back on that numerically, the quantity of that information collection. We're going to abide by having our intelligence agency get the permission of a court beforehand. Unless it's an emergency situation. We had that protocol in place for about 30 years, and I think it worked extremely well. So I think there is a consensus here in the United States that the NSA should be cut back. They were spending too much money and resources on intelligence that I think the evidence shows most of it has not paid dividends for us. And in fact, the watchword within the intelligence community is when in doubt, gather it. And I think its motto ought to be, use what you have. There's plenty of information at the resources of these agencies that they're not using effectively.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As you look back on what we talked about, what we experienced, what we know since the National Security Agency's activities have been made public, have you found Mr. Snowden to be, as Tavis Smiley suggested, someone that might be worthy of a stamp in the future? 888-302-3684. Public support for the NSA has eroded over the last 7 months, that's for sure. And so I guess I'm kind of wondering where you are. There's a Pew Research suggestion, a research study that suggests that defenses of the program by top national security officials and even the president have failed to move the dial on the NSA's position in our minds. Here's, let's wrap this up, and then we'll take some calls on this. Host Ethan Strimling talking to legal analyst Zach Hyden about what we've lost over the past 10 years because of the NSA.
Tell us a little bit about what we have lost in the last 10, since September 11, 2001, with the first Patriot Act, the second Patriot Act, and the FISA, everything that we have lost in the last 10 years.
Beginning just after the 9/11 attacks in 2001, in October of 2001, President Bush authorized the bulk collection of Americans' telephone data without any suspicion, without any warrants. People who had done nothing wrong were suspected of doing nothing wrong, but the government began collecting our telephone information, our email information, and it's only gotten worse from there. From October 2001 to the present, the government has just expanded and expanded its capability and its intrusion into our lives. Now there are so many programs, nobody can even keep track of them.
You know, a lot of people feel like the government, if you're every phone call I'm making, every email I send, every post I put on Facebook is now being watched by the government. You know, how real is that fear?
It's absolutely real. It's absolutely what the government is doing. It's what the government has the capacity to do. And but for the disclosures from Edward Snowden, we would know nothing about it. We would know nothing about these programs and how intrusive they are into our lives and to the lives of people all over the world.
This is really not a partisan issue, right? I mean,
absolutely not.
Unfortunately, my party, the Democratic Party, I don't know what party you're in, but my party certainly has been just as complicit, unfortunately, over the last dozen years.
Privacy is one of the true nonpartisan issues.
So we have certainly seen some bipartisanship in trying to protect privacy, but unfortunately we've also seen some bipartisanship in terms of taking away privacy, and even President Obama, who's a hero to Democrats and a hero to many, has continued a lot of the policies of the Bush administration. Do you have any sense of why he has walked away from his own background in constitutional law like yours?
It's tough. It is very tough for people who'd hoped that that President Obama, because he had studied the Constitution and taught the Constitution, was going to take those constitutional demands very seriously and be very protective of those. But it's true. He has continued and expanded many of the programs that began under President Bush. It's tough to guess on motives, but it is the pressing matter of the moment of somebody is whispering in his ear and saying there's going to be another attack unless you authorize X, Y, and Z. I can understand that would be a lot of pressure. Now, in fairness, though, the president did have a handpicked panel of experts look at the program, the bulk surveillance programs, and they concluded that they have not resulted in the prevention of any attacks. These were not programs that have led to keeping us safer. And instead, it's just led to more intrusions into our lives and the further erosion of our privacy.
All right, your calls on Snowden and the NSA coming up here on Good Day.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You woke at 6:30 a.m., laundered athletic uniforms and leotards, and finished the report requested by your boss. You got this. You walked the dog, fixed the dryer, balanced the checkbook, and started dinner. You've got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms, plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. GenuCell Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, GenuCell is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see GenuCell working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, plus GenuCell uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get GenuCell? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for GenuCell.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 1/16 to 1/23. Exclusions apply. See store.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, Despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Are you off your rocker, or are you with the main team here? 888-302-3684. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's a Tuesday morning, the 21st of January. We're two-thirds of the way through the first month of 2013. A lot of people are talking about the weather. What did I say? I said 2013, didn't I?
2013.
Thank you, Kenneth. It's 2014. That's it. One of the habits that we get into. I've been pretty good about checks this year. Have you? Have you written
so far?
Yeah. Well, depends on how many you have to write, I guess. You got to get practice.
Yeah.
One way or the other. All right. So let's continue with your calls now at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken. The email yesterday, Kenny, on this was pretty, there. You know, as we all acknowledge, this world has become smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And part of that is communication. Part of it is transportation. The fact that I have people listening to this program with you all around the country and all around the world in various ways, the apps that you can get, the various websites that you can listen to, bring me around to getting people who are listening in various countries. Yesterday I read some email from three or four actually different countries with people who have been very critical of how we've handled this. But that's outside the country. Are we concerned about that? Maybe not as much as we are concerned about people inside the country. So I was making reference to that Pew study, the Pew Research Center, on the NSA, its activities. You heard in the last conversation with a talk host and a legal analyst talking about how much we have lost, you and me, in terms of the privacy, the freedoms that we had because of the Patriot Act. We've played right into George Bush was the bad guy, at least as this got started, and Obama has proven to be no better than, in fact, worse than Bush in many of these areas in terms of protecting you. He's not protecting you. He's protecting the status quo. He's protecting the infrastructure. He's protecting the government. He's the president of the government. He's not the president of the United States. He's not the president of the people. He's the president of the government. And a lackey to them, it would appear. But George Bush, make no mistake, George Bush started all of this. And the congressmen and senators who were complicit in this, that are still around, are the bad guys, too. The reenacting or reaffirming of the Patriot Act. was nothing short of completely and totally un-American in terms of its constitutionality. And yet we sit here like bumps on logs. We do nothing. We raise our hands. Oh, please, can I speak on this? Instead of getting down into the nitty-gritty. Well, there are a lot of people who are seething about this, as well anyone who understood the government and how it works or how it isn't working in your behalf. There should be lots and lots of people protesting in the streets about this. So if you're not protesting, what are you doing? Oh, I got nothing to hide. I'm not doing anything wrong. That is the dumbest. When people say that, it just sounds so ignorant. It is, because we've allowed the country to fall to rack and ruin, mostly because we've let politicians take money away from programs that were aimed at keeping you aware of how the government is working. Civics class is gone. Many other classes gone because we played into the hands of those who really want to control what we think and how we think and when we think. So the fact that the public has, through this Pew Research Center study, has lost its support, or has decided that the NSA doesn't deserve support, is a good thing. It's a step in the right direction, and the president has failed to make this any better than it was before. 7 months it's been since Snowden's leaks began. Public support for the NSA and its programs, which collect all of this data and phone calls and all this sort of thing, has declined across the board. A plurality of Democrats and a majority of Republicans disapprove of the NSA's efforts. In June, 58% of Democrats approved. Now 46% do. 45% of Republicans approved back in June, now 37% do. There's no support, public support. Majority of Americans disapprove of the government's collection of telephone and internet data as part of anti-terrorism efforts, because the anti-terrorism people haven't proven that this has done any good. Congress is divided over whether and what to do to alter the legal authorities underlying the NSA's activities. Dianne Feinstein, what a joke. Mike Rogers, what a joke. Senator Patrick Leahy would restrain them. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner would restrain them. So there's a Republican and a Democrat who are powerful that want to restrain the NSA, whereas Dianne Feinstein and Mike Powers, Democrat and Republican, respectively, want to authorize the NSA to have more power. So, as far as Mr. Snowden is concerned, not the issue, but the man. 45% say his disclosures have been in the public interest. 43% say the public interest has been harmed. Play the Smiley cut again, Michael.
Edward Snowden, we were joking earlier, Edward Snowden might be on a postage stamp somewhere down the road. Edward Snowden is going to be acknowledged one day. He's going to be appreciated. How history is going to regard what Mr. Obama has done in this moment is an open question.
Mr. Obama's speech last Friday hasn't done a doggone thing to shore up support for the activities of the NSA. In fact, the Pew survey suggests that they believe his proposals won't do anything to protect American privacy. 73% of you say his changes do nothing to protect you. So what do you think? Do you support the NSA data collection? Yes, no, maybe? I suppose you can cast your vote in a sense by dialing us at 888-302-3684. James in Ohio doesn't like Mr. Snowden.
Every time there's a whistleblower, it comes from the United States. Other countries don't tolerate that. So if you want to call it a whistleblower or a traitor or whatever, but once you commit and you go to the military, you have an oath, and just like a doctor. Now, if you violate that oath, you can be prosecuted. And here's a man that had things, I don't even know if he had access to it, but he'd spend his time doing everything. everything he could to access things to hurt the United States. So he's just as bad as the congressmen that are not allowing us to have a jobs bill in this country. They should all be prosecuted.
Really? There's an enlightened point of view, huh? 888-302-3684. Margaret in Illinois on Mr. Snowden.
The American media is failing the American people. They're doing such a poor job that Edward Snowden had to do it for them. The American media they don't report the truth about anything, not really. They give us a slanted view. They don't ever get to the bottom of what's really going on, and the American people are kept in the dark about most real issues today. That's how I feel. And I just think that American Snowden ended up doing the job that the media should have done. And, you know, as far as the surveillance, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. There's no reason to surveil me. You know, they know who the troublemakers are. And I don't know why they think they have to surveil all of the American people. And besides that, why is this all coming up now? The damage is already done.
888-302-3684. A new class of plumbers they are. You know how we sent G. Gordon Liddy to jail, Kenny? This is the new class of plumbers. Harry in Arizona with thoughts on members of Congress.
There's been a lot of discussion on the Internet lately about, and growing discussion about, the only practical way Snowden's going to come back here is if they give him immunity and bring him back to testify. One obvious interpretation of what Congressman Rogers is up to here is trying to deflect that by starring him as a Russian spy. Another obvious interpretation is that they're trying to deflect attention from how bad their security was, that he could get all of that. If he had outside help, they look better.
Interesting speculation there, sir. 888-302-3684. So more of your calls coming up on Mr. Snowden, more thoughts about the value of his work here on American and on American, the American issue and Americans in general. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Some guy discovered shots. He read everything about blood cells and viral antibodies and said, "Hey, look, I can stab people with this and they don't get smallpox anymore." And everyone was like, "Great, stab me." That guy was an expert. Experts are the best because they tell everyone what they know, and then not everyone has to be an expert. Like with the new healthcare law. You don't have to be an expert on that because TurboTax is. They studied it, broke it down, and simplified it. So now you can do your own taxes. Smallpox free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. This is clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer. For J.D. Power Award information, visit JDPower.com.
From Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass, take responsive.
888-302-3684. We're taking calls from folks on the input. Well, we're looking for input, I guess, serious input on what you think about the NSA at this point. Sort of back up the Pew Research study. People who agree or disagree with Tavis Smiley on Mr. Snowden. Here is Carrie in New Jersey. Glad to talk about Edward Snowden instead of Chris Christie.
My first point in evaluating Edward Snowden would be, he has given up his life. He'll never see his mother and father again because he can never come on U.S. soil again. He's given up his gainful employment, and from what I've gathered, he made quite a lucrative salary doing this job in Hawaii. So his reasoning behind just to be able to inform us as U.S. citizens that our privacy is no longer private, and exactly what NSA is doing, I appreciate him giving us, figuratively speaking, heads up. NSA does, in fact, need to be reformed. I can appreciate the fact that the basis of NSA for national security is to monitor anything terroristic. But when you divulge or delve into millions of Americans' emails, text messages, phone calls, we are all not terrorists. Thus, I question why. So when Edward Snowden says in his first message that was delivered to the United States citizens, he said, when a corporation gathers your information, it's for marketing purposes. But when the government gathers your information and puts together a profile, that's dangerous. That's not him verbatim, but that is what he said in so many words. So I question that. I ponder what he's saying, and I ponder the legitimacy of what the NSA is currently doing.
Allen in Louisiana doesn't believe Edward Snowden worked alone.
I think Mr. Snowden was someone that was basically a plant, and every time there were information that to be siphoned out of there and put in other folks' hands, he readily grabbed it and left. The thing that is disturbing about it, I served in the military and worked in intelligence, and I just haven't seen or heard of anything that somebody could be so careless as far as an operation where anybody could walk out of there with that type of information, and especially the amount that he had stolen.
888-302-3684. Let's wrap it up with Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Go ahead, Dan. You're on quickly, please.
Okay. Benjamin Franklin said that any liberty we give up is the one we've lost. I appreciate Snowden's heads up that he's given us. But this government is overstepping its bounds and spying on the American people the way they are and gathering all the information from our computers to our phones to our texts, what have you. Now, these people need to be reined in. And you say, why would they do something like this? Well, suppose we have a federal government that doesn't want to give up power and is using this to check on who would be a threat to them taking more power.
That's a very real possibility, and all of us are complicit by letting it take place. Marijuana in the conversation coming up here.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, a lot of new things going on. Check out our coverage of various stories that don't make the front page at DougStephan.com. We always have four or five things in there, a video of the day that are pretty, if I do say so myself, interesting. Kenny, let's wrap the business before we talk about marijuana. Just very quickly, anything new on the page that you're following with our Facebook and Twitter input regarding the NSA, Snowden, et cetera, et cetera?
Couple of comments from our Twitter page. Colin says, let Edward Snowden come home. He opened up our eyes.
I'm not in disagreement with that.
Chris says, pardon Edward Snowden for sacrificing his career and his security to help safeguard our basic freedoms.
All right. You'll notice that the plants, the political plants, are the ones who are suggesting that Snowden may have had trouble, or may have had help from the Russians. Otherwise, he would have had trouble getting this information out. One wonders where that started. 888-302-3684. Okay. The president has commented on marijuana, suggesting it's not any different than alcohol. So it was just a matter of time before everybody jumped on that bandwagon, including a couple of hosts that we monitored yesterday. And Brian Suits is first here talking about the comments the president made regarding marijuana and alcohol.
President Obama, The New Yorker, 17,000-word profile. In it, on marijuana, he said that he's most concerned about the impact of drug laws on minorities and poor. First of all, the president in The New Yorker said he supports Colorado and Washington's efforts to, quote, go forward, close quote, with their efforts at legalization and decriminalization. And I'm glad. And again, just to lay my thing down on this, I don't smoke pot, but I smoke civil liberties. I smoke freedom. And I don't have a problem with it. I think that California should do what Colorado did and start making money off it. I mean, I know it's taxed and all that, but, or is it? No, when it's medical, it's not. But start decriminalize it. Empty the prison, stop enforcing those laws, and make money on it. to me, it's a no-brainer for the West Coast to embrace this. But the president goes on about unfair application of drug laws. He says, quote, middle-class kids don't get locked up for smoking pot, and poor kids do.
888-302-3684. Here's host John Hines talking to political analyst David Mark about the president saying marijuana isn't any more dangerous than alcohol.
Marijuana, which is still placed in the same category as other Class A or Schedule A narcotics like heroin, ecstasy, psychedelic mushrooms by the federal government, is, in the words of our president, no more dangerous than alcohol. Has the president thrown open the doors for a broader discussion on the legalization of marijuana, perhaps on more than just a state-by-state level here? With his comments from the an article that was published, it was a lengthy interview with New Yorker editor David Remnick, and it was one of the things that came up was the president's viewpoints on marijuana.
Right. I don't think this is an issue President Obama and the White House are really pushing. Clearly, they were asked about this, and he just responded as he saw fit. The president really didn't express any change in policy viewpoint. He still thinks marijuana should be illegal. He's not for legalizing it in any state. Of course, if you look at what his own Justice Department has actually done in Colorado and Washington, where it's now legal, particularly Colorado, where it's already gone into effect, the Justice Department at this early stage is not really doing much, and it's allowing this to go forward, but that could still change. And the president's basically saying, yeah, I smoke marijuana. I'm on record of doing so, but I don't think other people should be doing it. I would not be surprised if that stance evolved over time, just like his did on gay marriage.
Yeah, he also went on, I think that he explained, he said, it's not something I encourage. I've told my daughters I think it's a bad idea. A waste of time, not very healthy, which you could make the same argument against alcohol. It could be considered a waste of time, not very healthy. However, states do love that tax revenue.
Well, that's right. You could also make that same argument and suggest that it actually should be legalized. See, it is a waste of time. It's unhealthy. It's a really poor use of your talents and skills. But should the government be coming in and meddling in private behavior? That's an argument President Obama clearly wants to make at this point. And you do bring up the tax revenue issue. That will be really interesting to me to see how much it brings in Colorado and eventually Washington, and that may inform other states. I suspect it actually may not be as much as sometimes estimated, but we'll see how it plays out.
All right, so who believes that this isn't about revenue? I believe all this stuff should be legalized anyway and do what they're doing with it, but the president made a weak argument pretty much. Why didn't even bother, I think. Although it's been the subject of some pretty interesting conversation on the radio and on television, and that's what we're all about here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, having overviewed this past hour a number of radio programs and their focus on the issues.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.